The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know over 40% of adults in the U.S. are deficient in vitamin D?
I know, I'm mentally deficient.
In vitamin D?
Yes. Well, yeah, that's why seasonal depression is so huge.
Because the sun... You're not getting vitamin D?
Yeah, sun's not out.
I thought someone had vitamin C.
Vitamin D, that unleashed the power of the sun. Sunny D.
Is that why it's called Sunny D?
Yeah, dude.
Because orange juice has vitamin D?
We should record. Yes. All right.
Then what is scurvy?
Scurvy is when you lack certain vitamins from like fruit. And so like your body's like lacking vitamins. You turn like yellow or orange.
They should have had the Sunny D mascot be a pirate. Oi, welcome to skin, mateys. It's falling off.
He has scurvy. That would be so bad for the brand. Because it's like you're supposed to not have scurvy when you drink it.
I've got scurvy, but ooh, the Sunny D tastes good.
God, I wish I had this sooner. Arrgh.
All right.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Violating Community
Guidelines
with Brittany and
Sherry Sauer. Yes,
Brittany's eating and drinking.
This is literally, citrus fruit essence. I got this water because I liked the color and I just tasted it and I thought it was fucking sewer water. It's just citrusy.
Do you think fruit tastes like sewer water?
Sometimes. You ever eat like a too ripe, like orange or something?
Or like banana.
Yeah, and they're not sweet at all. And it's just like better. Your jaw kind of locks up. Yes. Better?
Bitter.
Well, you like to eat brown-ass bananas.
I do, because like you can also make banana bread, you know? And that's fun.
Yeah, but that's like the essence of banana. You like to mush on like brown fruit fly bananas.
I'm practicing for when I'm 30 and I'm teething. And I'm just like gumming it at the IHOP.
Make me chew it up and spit it onto a plate and you eat it.
Yes. Okay, so today's topic is
Tweet decking.
I fucking hate tweet decking because Twitter is my platform.
Yeah,
that I
you
love.
Are kind of a registered Twitter comedian.
Say something else.
Registered Twitter comedian. Yes. So for those of you who are not familiar at all with Twitter culture, mm-hmm. Twitter comedians, Twitter is, I would argue.
Yeah.
Before we kick all this off, I would argue that a lot of viral memes and jokes that have infiltrated the rest of the internet through all the various platforms start on either Twitter or Reddit.
Yeah.
They start there and then they are recycled until they're unusable anymore. They go from Reddit to Twitter to Instagram to TikTok, where they make them in video format.
Yeah.
Then they end up on Facebook, where they go to die.
Yeah.
Would you agree?
I would say that they pretty much died like when they left the platform that they originally started on. Mm-hmm. But like when it has reached Facebook, the joke is dead.
Yes.
It's completely dead.
When your mom is sending it to you through Facebook DMs like, isn't this funny? It's like, Mom, please, God.
It's like a planking meme.
Literally.
Yes, Mom, that was funny, like, when it happened.
When you and your girls start mocking each other, it's a SpongeBob meme. Mom, please.
Bae and I, when we,
you know. No, literally me and Bae.
Yeah. Or it's like, grab my butt and buy me pizza. It's like, this was literally 2008. How did you just find this?
Yeah. So I think that that's important to note when we talk about this, because the idea of stealing content and plagiarism online is really the underlying theme here.
Yes.
And we've both been victims of it, which we can talk about later.
Yes, we can.
All right. Would you like to get into what it is?
So let me tell you a little bit about tweet decking. The concept of stealing content online and where it exists in the internet world topic is so incredibly vague. It exists on all social media apps, basically plagiarizing for clout, likes, and follows. The term tweet decking has been washed away with an actual program Twitter has made called Tweet Deck, where you can schedule tweets to post at a specific time. Is that the right word? Washed away?
So I would say it's been diluted.
Okay, yeah. So research on this topic has boiled down to looking up, researching current and past social accounts that may fall under the term tweet decking. And so there are like a lot of very famous accounts like known for like tweet decking, which we're going to get into. So tweet decking, some Twitter accounts with large followings, they make thousands each month by selling retweets. But I wouldn't consider that tweet decking.
No.
I mean, unless, like, they have stolen, like, copy and pasted, stolen a joke, and then they, like, do you know what, that's not tweet-teching to me. Tweet-teching is when you...
Well, this is the definition that Stanley, our researcher, found online. So, okay. Of course, it's going to be a little different in practice. This is more like the business model of tweet-teching.
Yeah.
Versus kind of what we see just as users Hooligans. Online. Yeah.
Yeah.
As just goofballs.
Slack-jawed weirdos.
The practice is known as tweet decking, mm-hmm. so named because those involved form secret tweet deck groups, mm-hmm. which they call decks. Scoring an invite to join a deck usually requires a follower count in the tens of thousands, so you have to be a somewhat popular, known account.
Yeah.
Known for posting funny stuff. A deck is one of any columns in the TweetDeck application that consists of either different accounts. So you can be logged into multiple accounts at once. Mm-hmm. There's a notifications tab, a DMs tab, and they're all open at once. So within these decks, a highly organized system of mass retweeting exists.
Yeah.
In order to launch deck members' tweets and paying customers' tweets into meticulously manufactured virality. And that's a very good way to put it.
Yeah.
Meticulously manufactured virality.
Yeah. It's like a big old circle jerk.
Yeah.
So like all these people with like tens of thousands of followers post like a funny thing and then they all agree within the deck like that or the chat, I guess, that they're all going to retweet each other. And so it just spreads to each person's like following mm-hmm. and then it blows them up. Mm-hmm. It's a very artificial way to grow.
And my question for you, because you're way more active on Twitter than
yes.
I am. And I used to be active. I got banned for posting a picture of Spirit the Horse with his cock out. We all know this. I got banned.
Yes.
And it hasn't been the same
yes.
for me. I want to know how you feel mm-hmm. as an online comedian who really enjoys the Twitter sphere.
Dude, you know what's going to happen is we're going to do this and then someone's going to go through my Twitter and find like the stupidest dumb shit ever where I'm like, poop was green this morning. And like, they'll be like, this is Sarah's comedy right here.
But it is.
Yes. There are some
Sorry
good ones.
You don't have a sense of humor.
Sorry. Wait, what was the original question?
Is how do you feel as someone who is original and creative and mm-hmm. has been doing this for years watching these paid tweets yeah. going out?
I just get like really annoyed because like I more get annoyed when the tweets move to Instagram.
Yep.
Because like
and then they crop your username.
Yeah, yeah,
out
yeah.
Of it.
They crop it. I'm like, you didn't have to do that. I'm like, but it's just like so fucking annoying because like people will but on Instagram a lot of the times my followers were like. Will be like, tag Sarah, because like they know it's mine, because
right.
it's, you know, deliriously unhinged.
And it's like, thanks, yeah, I remember writing this.
Yes. And then they like usually like delete those tweets or just end up tagging me. Like back in the day, it was worse. I feel like 2015, 2016, like they would just crop your name and yeah. then like block you so you
yeah.
couldn't see it.
Unabashedly.
Mm-hmm. But that's also a large part of why like large tweet deckers on Instagram are private, mm-hmm. To make it seem like exclusive, but also to keep people out.
Is that the reason?
Well, it's like, so, because like if someone goes private, you are less tempted to unfollow them because, like, you know that you can't just get back in.
Yeah.
I know that you experienced something similar with your burner account.
Yep.
Brittany has, like, a... You want to tell them?
Well, that's a little different. I feel like with these meme accounts on Instagram, which is what they are,
yeah.
they're meme parody accounts, which I'm going to talk about later because what the fuck is a parody account? Who are you parodying? Other people being funny? Yes.
No, I'm saying that you had a burner, and what happened is you made it private, and then like people were like, "Oh, I can't get in." And so when people unfollow, they were like, "Fuck,"
because the FOMO.
Yeah,
let me in. No, bitch.
And so the tweet deckers, like, they like created FOMO, so you don't leave, and then they retain their audience. But also, like, if there is a content creator who's like, "This shit is mine," like, you ever have that thing happen where someone DMs you something, they're like, "Have you seen this?" And it says post unavailable.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the thing of like where they go private. It's probably your post.
Right.
Yes.
It's also. Well, yeah, the reason that people do that is so if it is stolen content, and these pages have millions of followers.
Yeah.
I mean, these meme pages have like 4.3, 4.5, 10 million followers, and it's all just recycled stolen content. And I think that that is an added layer of you can't make a fuss.
Yeah.
It's on a private account. Yeah. It's not like they're selling. You can still sell shit to a private account.
Actually, wait. Can you advertise with a private account?
Of course you can.
I've never done that before.
Well, yeah, because we don't have private accounts.
But you had one for the longest time, so I thought maybe...
I've never done an advertisement on my spam account.
Okay.
But it's also because companies won't advertise traditionally on a non-verified account.
Yeah.
I know that, you know, there are creators that aren't verified that get brand deals, but that's not... You know, they're not getting paid the big bucks.
Yeah.
So that actually, I never thought about it like that, that they gatekeep the content that's already stolen.
Yes.
Oh my God, it's so infuriating.
They're what like, I don't want anyone to steal what I already stole.
No, they get so fucking weird about like, I curated this.
Yeah.
You curated other people's fucking content. And we're going to talk about Fuck Jerry later.
Yeah.
Fuck Jerry is a very famous meme curation account that is just stolen posts.
Mm-hmm.
And they make money. Yes. And when the original poster tries to reclaim their content, Fuck Jerry does a copyright strike against them.
Really?
Oh, I could talk about this for hours. We'll get into it later.
Okay.
But I want to add, do you have any on the top of your head stolen tweets that you still see circulated?
Oh, dude, no. I think like there's one where it's like I tweeted... like I'm like you're hitting on someone. It's like I like a girl who's good with their money, and then the girl says, "If the city can't identify your body, they'll bury you for free." And they crop out my name every time, and I see it pop up, and I'm like, "That's definitely my shit."
You're like, "That's funny. Who posted that?" Oh yeah, me. I had one go viral that R.I.P. The tweet no longer exists because I got banned.
Yes.
It was, I'm surprised that British people don't call mac and cheese pitty wickles and chonkers.
Yes.
And I did it in like the alternating lowercase and uppercase, and it was really big. Got like 400,000 likes.
Shit.
And of course they screenshotted and cropped my name out.
Yeah.
And so they're like, "This is so funny."
Who wrote this?
Literally, they'll tag me in it and be like, "Reminded me of you." I'm like, "I fucking wrote it, bitch." Yes, yes, I wrote it. Yes.
Oh, I've done that thing. So a lot of my jokes on TikTok originally are things that I've tweeted in the past. Mm. And so like I got Time Hop, and Time Hop shows your post from the past. And so like sometimes since I've been online so long, I'll like post my jokes that I wrote 7 years ago on Twitter that blew up.
And they're like, "I saw this on Twitter."
Yeah, and I'll put it on TikTok. They're like, "You're not slick. This is on Tumblr. It's on Tumblr because I put it on Twitter and people screenshot it and put it on Tumblr."
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember the one that, like, that's what happened. Oh, crap. But, yeah, people will be like, "I know that you stole this from the..." I was like, "I wrote this.
Yeah.
Do you know how old I am?"
Right. That's different. And we're finally in this age where, with TikTok, there are so many accounts that make their... Like, they have a following because they just recycle. But they don't even give credit. It's not even, like... the green screen effect with the tweet on it, and then the guy that just like, you know, like gesturing to it. It's literally like, they'll just remove that whole thing, type the meme in a text, and just be like, "Does anybody else think?" And then they're just, and it's the most viral song of the moment right there.
Yeah.
It's just literally, it's a new wave of stealing content.
Yeah.
Of plagiarism in its most like eloquent form.
Mm-hmm. But I always do love the people who come and like to save, like in the comment section, they're like, "This is definitely on Twitter." Mm-hmm. I just love those people when they just like swarm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like the one time where the comment section is like really beneficial to it.
You know what? For better or worse, TikTok comments are good about that. With dance credit, with joke credit, with idea credit.
Yeah.
Like when the BBL trend went around, like BBL effect.
Yeah.
Anthony Boomba created that.
Yeah.
I fucking live for Anthony. And they were like, every time someone would recreate it, they're like, tag the original creator, tag them. And then I think that's really incredible, like, to be able to trace, here's the person that made this trend. Yeah. And I think that the biggest example of that was Charli D'Amelio and the Renegade Dance.
Yeah.
And I'm blanking on the original creator's name, but it was a young black girl.
Yeah.
And like, how that happens so often on TikTok too.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I am, but I do like the idea of, like, the commenters do have, like, some sort of, like, humanity. Like, they're like, you know, tag these people, credit these people. And then they, like, pause. And then they're just like, you fucking ugly cunt! Can you please tag the original person who made this dance? Like, that would be really nice.
I ran straight to the comments. You're so brave for posting this. Shut the fuck up.
My brain is working at 13% today, so I'm really trying so hard to keep up. But so back to the tweet decking thing, customers, which can include both individuals and brands, pay deck owners to retweet one or more of their tweets a specified number of times across deck member accounts. Some decks even allow customers temporary access to the deck, almost like a short-term subscription to unlimited deck retweets.
It's literally a business model.
I know it is a business model. It's literally like seven guys who like live in their mother's basements who are like, we have 40,000 followers.
We're gonna get so rich.
Yes. Have you ever seen those like tweets where it's like, guys, sadly, my mother passed after her 30-year battle with cancer today. And then like beneath it is the same person who's like, wow, this blew up. Okay, so now that you're here, I buy direct.
Check out this LED light system, Galaxy lights. Yes. Check out my SoundCloud. Check out my friend's SoundCloud.
Whoa, this blew up. It's a picture of your dead dog that you cremated.
It's insane, actually. Like, Twitter culture and, like, threads on Twitter are wild.
They really are. Oh, I kind of want to do, like, famous threads now. Wait,
Write that down.
Single retweets tend to cost around $5 or $10. Week or month-long subscriptions can cost...
Oh, that had vomit.
That was deep.
That was
That was from the seventh grade. I felt all the gum in my stomach detach and come up my throat for a second. Okay, week or month-long subscriptions can cost several hundreds of dollars depending on the deck's popularity.
Now, I want to reread this paragraph and replace deck with dick.
Dick.
Yes. Some dicks even allow customer temporary access to the dick.
Oh my gosh. Wait, how much? Okay, if someone were to be like, Brittany, can you retweet something of mine? How much money would they have to give you? It wouldn't be
First of all, I would have to think it's funny.
Yeah.
And then my mind is like, well, I'll just retweet it because I think it's funny. You don't have to pay me.
Yeah.
I have done campaigns on Twitter where it's like a famous musician is like their album's coming out. Can you tweet about it? Can you retweet their post?
Those never work.
They never work because if people aren't actually excited for the music, they're not going to drive engagement by being like, oh, fucking kombucha girl retweeted Dunedin's tweet. But you know what? I'm going to keep taking money from these record labels because they're so off the mark. Usually for those, it's about $4,000 to $7,000 for like a retweet or a tweet.
Damn. But I think the thing is like, I just forgot. Like, Twitter is a very unique platform, and so is Reddit, in that it's largely text-based. I mean, you can obviously post videos and like, but
porn.
People don't use Twitter for like the video content unless you're watching like porn. And so like, that's why ads do better on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok, is because like people are simple. You know, you're watching the video. You're like, oh, I love Bud Light.
Yeah. And I'm a simple person. When I see hashtag ad or hashtag sponsored, I fucking scroll.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to like the tweet.
But that's also a workaround if your content on TikTok like keeps getting taken down. So like if your content is like they, for some reason they keep flagging you, if you start adding hashtag ad to your content, they're not going to take it down because it's taking money off the site.
But I mean, I feel like there's some ethical...
There is, but also like you're, if there's no product that you're actually selling in the video, like you're not like you know tricking people, you're selling yourself.
Yeah.
No, but I mean the platform's gonna be like, oh, this is paid content. Sure. I want paid content on my platform. Sure. So like if you notice like you know you're talking about something important to you, like being a lesbian or eating pussy, like just put hashtag ad.
That's interesting.
I have done that like a lot. And now it looks like I'm paid out the wazoo.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's I think that's funny when like a creator who's popular enough but isn't like A-list social media celebrity, if they're like day at the beach with these fat ugly whores, hashtag beach, hashtag summer, hashtag ad, hashtag bud, like all that.
Hashtag I think renegade.
Hashtag renegade, hashtag bay as fog. Uh-huh. I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a way to do it, is if you're doing it ironically. I don't, if I come across a video of just someone like dancing and I see hashtag ad, and I'll be like, what the fuck is this? And scroll.
Do you think that I said that I do it? Like, do you think that I'm like dancing?
I would assume that you're doing a brand deal.
Whose content is being taken down because they're dance? Like, it's so bad. Like, it's not even violating a community. It's like, oh, you can't dance.
No rhythm.
Your like notification from TikTok is like, bad. Not good.
The team said this is hard to watch. Yeah. All right. Anyway.
All right. So people who run their own decks frequently make several thousands of dollars each month. These customers pay a few hundred dollars to gain temporary access to the tweet deck so they can retweet themselves across several of the powerful deck accounts, pretty much ensuring it goes viral.
It's all calculated.
Yeah. And I like there's like popular ones that like a lot of people know, like Fuck Jerry and Dory. Mm-hmm. And they're the most like I'm going to look up the most basic Dory tweets. Maybe the reason why it's called Dory is because they keep forgetting that they're saying the same shit over and over again. Oh, yeah. No, okay, so here's an example of a tweet deck. So this is Dory, typical girl, perfect couple. These are all, like, tweet deck names. It's just RIP to all the fathers who couldn't be around today and the soldiers who are spending Father's Day away from their families. You are missed. While that is good, all three of these accounts with millions of followers tweeted that word for word. And that's like the idea behind a tweet deck. Yeah. You know, like you have to build popularity with like a very basic, general, like sort of feel good things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These are all, I mean, and you know what? If you're not chronically online, you wouldn't know that this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the posts are at the core relatable. And mm-hmm. that's why they can copy and paste across 1,300 different accounts.
Yeah.
And they all get relatively good engagement.
Yeah.
It's when it's shit, like, I just looked it up too. Here's a Dory post from 2016. How disappointing is it when you mentally put an outfit together thinking you'll look smoking hot, then you put it on and look like a potato? And it's the upside down smiley face.
Relatable though.
But literally for someone who has like no sense of humor, it's like, I look like a potato.
Brittany.
You know what? That was Stanley. So... Fuck you, Stanley.
Fuck you, Stanley.
You, dude.
And Jerry.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but there's like, so there's more. It's like senior year really hits you when you have a great summer, turns into have a great future / life.
It's so true.
Yeah, but I know if my mom would read that, she'd be like, damn, if that ain't the truth.
She'd be like, yeah, I stopped talking to a lot of people after
exactly.
high school. Exactly. It's literally like, I read this shit, and when you see the side-by-sides of like girl posts, sexual gifts, mm-hmm. Dory, Fuck Jerry, I want to be like, wake up, sheeple! You're being fed content through feeding tubes, you fucking curate your own timelines, you fucking nerds.
You idiots.
You idiots.
But it's also super funny, like, you know, you said sexual gifts or like best of sex or yeah. like sex between
it's
friends.
Like, God, I'm so lonely.
And it's just like, I'll put this money in my savings so I don't spend it. Oh, look, money! Why is sexual gifts like...
Thanks, sexual gift. Yes. The next post is just DP.
Yes, it's just...
It's just so awful.
That is true. So then... Wait. Oh, this is interesting. An owner of this tweet deck said they made between $3,000 and $5,000 a month doing this, and he pays members of his deck based on who has the most page activity for the month via PayPal. And a 19-year-old named Louis, a.k.a., I'm not going to say his name, who said he both runs a deck and is a member of another deck. He makes between $2,000 and $3,000 each month. Just from, like, retweets of other people's content or the most basic shit ever.
Yeah.
When you eat pizza and fart a little. Good one! And that made him fucking $3,000. You know, I say that now.
I'm one of the people yeah, that like
it. You don't know it's a TweetDeck account. You're like,
I do fart a little. Yes.
My asshole does speak Italian. When I eat pizza, it is rolling its R's.
What? Before we...
What? What?
Before we started recording, Sarah said, do you have a tissue? I need to blow my nose. But she accidentally said, I need to blow my butt. Yes. I was like, what if you blew your butt the way you blew your nose?
Well, I mean, like, you could. Like,
you could.
You don't have to poop, like... Oh. Poop over a toilet. You could just like put a little like a blanket.
My shit would like acid eat through the Kleenex. Yes.
The Citizen app would get a notification that a car backfired, and it would just be me shitting into a napkin. Was that gunshots? No, it's too close.
Nuclear waste deposit on the corner of La Brea. Holy shit. What did you eat, pizza and fart a little? Okay.
Okay. Ooh. DEC members make less but not insignificant amounts of money. Several members of DEC said they can earn hundreds of dollars each month just for retweeting tweets onto their account. And then the question is, yeah, that was. I have not been offered money to join a TweetDeck. Yeah, because I think I've been just so adamant that I hate them. And then also, I have been paid for a Twitter campaign, but I feel like that's separate. Have you been paid for a tweet or a retweet?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, but for a campaign or by someone?
Both.
Oh.
Back in the early days, like 2019, kombucha meme, like, because I. The meme went viral on Twitter, and so I made sure that I was on Twitter. I unprivated my account. I started posting more kind of funny content. I started posting more of my TikToks on Twitter because I was like, well, if this is doing well. And there was one day in August 2019 where I gained in one day in a 24-hour period 96,000 followers on Twitter.
Damn.
In one day. Like, it was insane, the engagement I was getting. And around that time is when these tweet deckers fucking swam up on me like sharks.
Yeah.
And how much for a retweet? How much for a retweet? Please. Oh my fucking God. Please. Oh my God.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't, like, 25 bucks for a retweet?
What?
Like, 25 bucks. Dude. I was like, I don't know about all that. I don't need, like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not hurting for money that bad. And it never got up to the point where it was like, 100, 200, 300 bucks. It all stayed relatively below $100. And I was like, I'm not going to sell out. Like, I would never sell out.
Yeah.
And now look at us.
But I think
there's a difference between like Joe Smith being like, how much for my retweet? And the retweet is just his fucking SoundCloud. It's his pinned tweet and it's his SoundCloud of his shitty song.
It's a selfie.
Literally. No, that's literally it. But how much for you to retweet my pinned tweet? And it's a picture of them.
I think it's the funniest thing ever when someone promotes a tweet on Twitter, but it's just a selfie. There's like, it's just like, I'm cool.
It says promoted with the arrow.
You know, like, that they did like no targeting on like, what's that like posting app where you can like Social Blade or something like, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, it's just like, who is this targeted towards?
Anyone and everyone. Anyone with eyes.
Yes.
And genitalia.
Yes.
You've never accepted money for a shout out?
No, dude. I think I've just been so vocal about how much I fucking hate them.
When you're a creative through and through and like you're actually putting time, and I know this sounds stupid. Like, trust me, we're hyper aware. We're self-aware. Being online creators, it's not a serious profession, but it takes time and effort to come up with original content. And when you do that, and when you post it, and it gets good engagement, that's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
Why the fuck? If I know the value of being original and creative and posting all that shit, would I accept money to promote your bullshit?
I know, especially if it's bad.
Especially if it's bad.
Dude, okay, so like, I don't mind shitty music because music taste, I feel like, is more subjective. Like, humor, everyone listens to music too, but like, everyone like knows what's a good fucking joke. Mm-hmm. And so if I put my name to that, now I have like that shit on my fucking...
Right.
That's what I okayed, you know? But then, I'm trying to find a fucking funny thing that I wrote recently, but I can't seem to. Yeah, about to pick my brother up from the airport. I think I'm gonna hit him with my car as an April Fool's Day prank. That's not actually funny. It's like, huh.
Yeah.
You know, just the idea of my brother walking out of the terminal and being struck by a Volvo.
No,
list.
No, you've got some good ones. Hold on.
Not right now. Not right now. I don't. I really don't have any good ones right now.
No, but you do.
Gay bar names are so fun. They're like Tuck, Jizz, and Marianne, and the Dirty Bar. Can't even say my own fucking joke. These aren't funny. I've like moved past like Twitter jokes to like just straight up like updating people on my life.
I love that.
Like, you ever hooked up with someone and they say you have the butt crack of a much taller woman? Dude, have you ever hooked up with someone? Apparently my butt crack's too high. Do you have a low? Do you have a low butt crack? I feel like you do.
I have a low butt crack. I feel like I know that about you.
No, I feel like you have.
Yeah, I do. All right. Do you just want me to admit that on camera? I've got a relatively low fucking butt crack.
We're gonna go to the pool later.
Don't look.
We need to do a dive.
I bend over and my shorts come down a little bit, and you're just like, "There's still no crack."
I know. I feel like you just have a hole and no crack. It's like a storm drain. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you probably have like it's normal looking butt. I won't look at it when we go to the pool. Also, you're going to be wearing a one piece.
I do wear a one piece. Yes. You don't want to see. My stomach is so stark white. It could like blind an airplane.
Yes.
You know how you like can't put bronze on the top of buildings because it blinds pilots?
Yes.
That's my stomach at the pool.
Is someone using a laser? It's just you laying out at our pool. You take down a Spirit Airline.
It's a reflective surface.
Yes. No, dude. I mean, but that's what going outside is for. You tan your stomach.
Well, not for me.
I love a good tankini, and I'm not afraid of that.
I wish tankinis would come back. I used to love tankinis.
Dude, Bella Hadid wears tankinis.
Bella Hadid could wear a fucking potato sack. People would be like, the hottest trend.
Yeah.
Number 11, Bella Hadid and a tankini.
But it's only her. Okay. So tweet decking does violate Twitter spam policy. They're violating community guidelines.
Woo!
We did it!
We landed on it!
Which does not allow users to sell, purchase, or attempt to artificially inflate account interactions, and many deckers got suspended as a result. Still, they often return with new accounts and get right back in the game.
Bingo!
They always come back, you know?
I would like to talk about Twitter jail and what Twitter jail means to you.
Oh, dude. Fuck, what have I been in Twitter jail for? What have you been in Twitter jail?
Yeah, I got banned.
Yeah.
I was in Twitter federal prison.
I think I told one of my friends to kill themselves, but like it was a friendly kill yourself. It wasn't like a kill yourself.
Yeah.
Also, when I got into a Twitter fight with Tommy Lahren one time, I got into Twitter jail. Because then they like did that thing of where like her little cronies, I don't know if that's a good or bad word, her little goons.
Yeah.
Is cronies a slur?
Probably not.
Okay, wait, no, but it felt wrong coming out of my mouth. I have to look this up.
It's a hard vowel consonant combination.
Wait, I have to be 100%. Is cronies a slur? Wait. The word has a negative connotation, but it's not a slur. Okay, cool. Sorry, it just
Beautiful.
Felt wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, cronies. That's yes, so harsh.
Yes. But, like, yeah, they went through all of my videos where, like, there was, like, audio in the background of, like, someone else's song or, like, something like that. And then they, like, they did, like, a Sony or, like, what are those? Like, those takedowns when there's, like, music in it and they're going to suspend.
Copyright strike.
Yeah, like, copyright strikes. And they're going to suspend your account if you don't. And they did that enough times where I was like, just let me delete the tweets. I don't
On
need-
Twitter?
Yeah, dude, that was a horrible week.
You know, censorship on Twitter is a crazy thing.
It really is.
Like, it is very, and I get why during like presidential debates and all that, people are like, I'm being silenced. It's like, us as creators tweeting about poop and cum are being silenced.
Yes. Oh, I love the Twitter. Are you sure you want to tweet that?
Yeah. Are you
yes,
sure
I
you
want to
retweet this article? You didn't open the link.
You are yes, threatening I'm sure. a senator. I want to tweet it.
I think that Twitter, as much as we don't want to admit it, is a private company.
Is it?
And so they can have rules.
We don't want to admit that?
I mean, like, as much as we want to be like, freedom of speech.
Yeah.
No, they can fully take down things that they don't agree with.
Yeah, dude, just go outside and say what you want to say.
Just go stand on the street corner, buy a soapbox from Amazon.com.
Yes.
Go stand on the corner until the police come and arrest you,
If those, like, Christian people can stand on the pier and, like, verbally abuse teenagers who are getting their faces painted, then, yeah, you can also do that. You know, you don't have to be religious to yell at people outside.
It's true.
And I've...
always... I, for one, am so for more people going outside and yelling.
Yes.
Don't fucking yell at me in my comments.
Dude, whenever I see, like, New York City TikToks and, like, someone's, like, honking way too long, someone will walk out on their balcony and be like, shut the fuck up!
Then people with jobs trying to sleep ready!
There are times in my life where I just want someone to scream, like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And it should be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we nominate Sarah Shower.
I'm the town screamer.
Yeah.
My college called me that too. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, I've been in a Twitter prison, mm-hmm. not Twitter jail, and I was lucky to come back, but they gave me my account back with no verification, no followers, no drafts, no tweets, no nothing.
Yeah.
I even lost who I was following.
Oh, shit.
Like my following list. I had to start completely from ground zero. As often I think, why did I?
Yeah.
Twitter is fun, but you do not. It's not. I would say it's fun 40% of the time.
Yeah. I would say, like, most of the interactions past, like, 11 p.m. have fueled my BPD breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's actually made me mentally worse. Dude, Selena Gomez just came out and said, like, she hasn't actually been on the internet for 4.5 years. And it's been, like, so beneficial to her health.
Oh, I believe her.
Dude, if I go a couple days without the internet, I, like, feel like a good person. You know?
Yeah, you come back to reality.
Yes. I'm, like, you know, like, my skin is not gray. You know, like, I can breathe deeply. Like, one of my, like, my sinus is clear. I'm like, what is this?
I feel the sunshine on your pale skin.
Yes.
Is this what living's like, Father?
I can smell again.
Like a Victorian child being brought into the sun.
Yes.
Oh, it feels so lovely out here. It's you coming out of your room and your phone's dead.
There's, like, been an apocalypse, and I crawl out of the bunker. Land! People! Food. I've been eating canned tomatoes for like the past like 3 years, mentally.
Twitter is the equivalent of eating canned yes. food for years.
Yes. And there's so we're gonna talk about like a specific. Let's cut that out, please. That one's gonna like ruin me if I hear it. This is actually keep it in because Brittany laughed. Okay, dude, my brain works faster than my mouth, and my brain's already going 0 to 60 in 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't pump the brakes. Keep going.
That was a funny thing. I said 0 to 60 in 2 minutes. Any car person out there will know that that's a car that is not working.
I didn't hear that part.
I know, but you said it pumped the brakes. So I was like, this is actually perfect. All right, guys, suspension. As part of its spam crackdown. Spam crackdown sounds like a really fun band. I'm sorry.
That's good.
I'm literally not... Cut that out.
No, don't cut it out.
No, please. Okay. I'm gonna start over. Suspension. As a part of its spam crackdown, Twitter has suspended multiple accounts linked to tweet decking, the process of amplifying stolen content to make it go viral. I also wouldn't say is it always stolen content? Or
yes.
Is it just, okay. I would assume that sometimes, you know, they give they try to write their own stuff.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't go viral. That's why they have to fucking pay people to retweet their shit.
Yeah.
I also think that these are kind of two separate issues that are linked.
Yeah.
Of tweet decking, which is paying people to retweet your and, you know, therefore creating what goes viral,
mm-hmm.
and then just flat out stealing viral tweets and
yeah.
posting it on your account.
Yes.
They're different things, but they go hand in hand because they're both fucking not right.
I know. Dude, I have to admit, I kind of did tweet deck back in 2009 because I would take like popular like tweets and put them on my Facebook. And I said this before, but all my friends were like, why are you so funny? And I was like, I don't know, man.
It just comes naturally to me. There's yes. big old noggin of mine.
There was a girl I went to like theater camp with who I kept stealing all of her Facebook posts and I put it on my own Facebook thinking that she couldn't see it. And then she like blocked me and I was like, oh, she could see when I stole her shit. I was just
Now where am I supposed to get my content, bitch?
But now I know better.
Yeah.
So in order to clamp down on the lucrative activity, which is in violation of the website's detailed spam policies, Twitter pledged to put an end to any accounts being used to sell, purchase, or attempt to artificially inflate their... Did I read this?
No.
Okay. It rules state that...
Or to artificially inflate account interactions. And
yes.
that's a big thing that Twitter cracks down on is... false engagement,
mm-hmm.
like artificial engagement. And that's why a lot of, I remember in 2019, 2020, a lot of our friends were getting suspended because
yeah.
they were being accused of mm-hmm. purchasing followers or purchasing engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And they just flat out delete their accounts,
mm-hmm.
like deleted.
And you couldn't even appeal it.
No, you can't appeal it because Twitter made its decision about you. God, we really are just slaves to these apps.
I have beef with Twitter because they
I do too.
Owned Vine, and then they cut Vine, and then they laid off like 8% of their staff. I know that Twitter doesn't actually care about its like content
they
creators.
Give a shit at all.
Or anyone, really.
And actually having a what's it called? The people, like creator...
program?
That, or just like a creator contact. Like people where if you have a problem with Twitter, you're supposed to have a designated person that you can contact. I had one when my account was banned. Worthless.
Yeah.
Worthless. What the fuck is your job?
Yeah, it's like people keep replying to my tweets with a printed out picture of my face and cum on it. And then you like reach out to Twitter. Hey, can you just block this one person? They can say whatever they want.
This is the internet. Yes. It's free speech.
But then they send me like a little pin for my shirt.
Yep.
But thank you for reaching out.
Yeah, thanks for this fucking baseball hat with a verified checkmark on it. Oh, I'm gonna burn it in a fire. I hate Twitter.
I love Twitter, but I hate Twitter, so I need to say that Twitter.
I love Twitter. Comedians,
yeah,
I fucking hate the platform.
Yeah, I think it's just like so ruthless, more so than any other platform, because you truly don't have to have your face in anything, but you can have your words like just like fucking cut into someone. Yeah. It'll ruin you. And also, like, being ratioed scares the shit out of me.
Oh, it's so scary. Would you like to explain what being ratioed is to those that don't know?
So, like, if you tweet something, and there's, like, usually, like, retweets and likes. And so, like, if you say something funny, it'll get a bunch of retweets or likes. However, it's a really bad thing of when you tweet something and the quote retweets are, like, significantly more.
Far outnumber anything
It means
else.
You've said something that you cannot return from. Or, like, you said something where you set yourself up. Mm-hmm. Like, I one time tweeted just... complaining like years ago that I got this like Dunkin' drink and there was more milk than coffee, and so I was like, don't you hate it when Dunkin' people do this? And it was something else, like a quick thing to say, and it got quote retweeted with like stupid white bitch. There was literally so much more going on in the world. I'm like,
no,
ass white girls. And I'm like, okay, this, I am basic and white and a bitch, but like, can
you're like, everything you said is true.
But also, is this not annoying when you go to Dunkin'? When you go to Dunkin', you order the drink that you usually get, but it's never the same.
Yeah.
It could taste either good or horrible.
Now, if Fuck Jerry or Dory would have tweeted that, 100,000 likes.
Mm-hmm. But that's because they don't know if they're a basic white bitch.
That's the thing, is they're faceless.
Oh, wait. Also, there was basic white bitch, which was a,
yeah!
a fucking account. Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of annoying. So that's what a ratio is, because now you have to deal with like, because you can't individually defend yourself, because I'm not going to be like, no, stop. I'm not basic and I'm white and I'm a bitch. Well, you know what?
You know what? I'm just going to delete the tweet.
Yes. You know what? You all kind of write.
Yeah, actually, you
have a good
point.
I set myself up for this.
You know what else is fucking hilarious is ratios on TikTok.
Oh.
On TikTok. Comments where it'll be like, let's say the video is some misogynistic guy being like, the thing about females these days, and it's just some bullshit. The top comment will be ratio. Mm-hmm. It's like 600,000 likes.
Yes.
And the original video has like 9,000 likes.
Yes.
So it's like, clearly this video is being pushed out. A lot of people are seeing it. Not a lot of likes, not a lot of comments, but the comments that are there are people being like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And that's a ratio.
But here's the thing. Sometimes I like things, not because I actually like them, but because I want to return to them like later. Mm. They made like a point that I want to touch on later.
Yeah.
So now maybe I'm contributing to like horribly toxic shit because I'm like, I'll save that for later.
Mm. I'll think about this later when I'm more equipped.
Yes. When I'm more equipped in 3 years.
Yeah.
Wait, the awareness. In December, Hotline Cram went viral when he tweeted a thread in which he called out dozens of DEC accounts and urged people to block them. Oh, yeah. And then BuzzFeed, they linked a BuzzFeed article, but BuzzFeed steals all their tweets as well. BuzzFeed will take your fucking tweet and put it in one of their several hundred articles they push out every single day.
Yeah. And you'll never know.
Yeah. And they've done it literally while I was working at BuzzFeed.
That's insane. When that first happened to me, when I was like, it was being sent to me by my friends, like, you're in BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit.
Just tried to drink this with a cap on. Shut up.
I thought it was so cool. And then I realized that that's literally what these people do. They just steal. BuzzFeed is a Fuck Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
They just steal content. They steal memes. They steal basically personalities. And they just regurgitate it.
Yeah.
And people eat it up.
They'll add like one intro sentence for SEO. Like they'll like, these are the funniest tweets of this week.
Yeah.
This is what our intern collected when he was on his bike ride to school or something like that. Fuck. Whatever.
He's tweeting and biking. He's gotten in so many wrecks.
He's immediately struck. Oh, dude, one time I ordered Jimmy John's, and, like, their like, slogan is, like, it's freaky fast, and it, like, took, like, an hour to get there, and this guy shows up at my front door, and his, like, bike is destroyed, and he's like, I'm so sorry, I got hit by a car, and I was like, oh, you still delivered my fucking sub? But thank you so much. I've also worked at Jimmy John's.
Where did you work at Jimmy John's?
In college.
Slinging Sammy's.
Yes, but then, you know, you get hit by a car.
It happens to everyone. It happens to the best of us.
You turn in your apron.
Yeah. I used to work at Baskin Robbins.
Really?
Still have the visor and the apron.
If I give you a dollar, will you sing?
No.
Oh, did you ever do that, though?
No.
Oh. Isn't that like a policy thing?
No.
Did you do that thing where you like flip the ice cream upside
down? That's Dairy Queen, girl. Baskin Robbins.
What's Baskin Robbins shtick?
31 flavors.
What's so special about that?
Just there's 31.
Okay.
One more than 30.
I'm trying to think about the weirdest place I've ever worked. No.
People would come in and sample all 31 flavors and leave.
Yes.
They would make me stand there behind the fucking glass and be like,
did you have something better to do?
No. No, I didn't. I was also 17.
Yes.
They could have come in and been like, get on the floor and lick the ground. I would have been like, okay, I'm on shift. I'm getting paid to be here, I guess. Sorry.
To your friends and family.
Okay.
The old ground lick.
You know what?
31 this is the flavors. State of... One of the flavors is the ground.
One of the flavors is retail ice cream store ground.
Yes.
Had to clean the bathroom one time. Someone pissed all over the wall. It's a Baskin Robbins, dude.
Yes.
Come in and just fucking spray your urine on the wall.
Yes.
I'm 17.
Yes.
I'm in there crying, mopping the walls, sobbing. Yes. Oh, I hate my job. I hate my fucking job. I want to kill myself. Mopping the walls. Come on. Please be kind to retail workers, to customer service workers, to food industry workers. Please. If anything, y'all just go out and eat and leave a fat tip for someone tonight.
I used to work at this place right behind a concert venue. It was like the only place open after the concert.
Oh,
and I hated working those nights because every single time there would just be a thin layer of throw up all over the bathroom.
No.
And I'm like, I'm like fucking 21. I can't be touching everyone's throw up.
Thin, watery veil of vomit. You slipping it?
Yeah. Whoa. Someone get the wood chips. Someone get that pink stuff that you like put all over.
I have referenced Cannibal Cookbook seven times. You've referenced wood chick vomit seven times.
Wood chip. No. I just threw up in school a lot, you know?
Why
have you
that
actually?
Is?
Because I had indigestion. I don't know. I had like lactose intolerance. One time
you should wake up and chug a gallon of milk and go to school.
I couldn't, like, this is going to sound so stupid. It took me forever to figure out I was lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
But I ate cereal every morning and I was like, I'm going to be in pain. And then, like, at lunchtime, I would get a bottle of or jug of milk and I would drink that and then I'd get to like fifth period and I'd be like doubled over in pain. I remember one time in AP US history, I was like, Mr. Well, I can't say his name. I was like, I need to go to the bathroom. And I literally walked outside the class, threw up, and then I walked 5 miles home because I was just so fucking embarrassed. I couldn't go back in because it was like, you know, like where there's like the door and then there's like a big glass pane.
Yeah.
There was like a, right next to the glass was a trash can. So I bent over and I threw up in it. And everyone in the class saw me and I was like,
oh,
I'm just not going to go back in.
Yeah.
It was horrible. But
can't face this.
Me and the janitor were tight. He was the first person to sign my yearbook. No, I'm kidding.
Hope you go to the fucking hospital
yes.
soon. Have a great summer.
I am so happy you're graduating. You have been the parent of Dude.
I can't wait for you to leave this place.
Yes.
You have made my job 100 times harder. Fuck you.
I also used to do this thing. So I'm like a really bad actor. And in high school, I wanted to get out of like class in the morning. So if you take multivitamins on an empty stomach, you get really nauseous. My first period has watched me thrown up so many times. Well, like go to the bathroom to throw up.
So that's just... it's traceable what you were doing to yourself, but you're just like, I wonder why I fucking vomit every day.
My entire class was just like, Sarah's gonna throw up at least twice this week. And I always went home, you know? But then the thing is like after a couple hours, the stomach ache goes away and now you have the rest of the day free.
Right.
I also used to do that thing where like last period, I'd bring like a really short skirt and they'd be like, we can't, if we send you home, like you can't get back in time. So I'd get like out like 45 minutes early.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's all about cheating the system. Don't forget that.
Throwing up and mini skirts.
Vomit. Spaghetti straps. Mini skirts. Period.
Vitamins. Wood chips. The janitor.
Mom, I fold up, yes. But you're 18.
Yes.
Mom, I fold up and walked 5 miles home.
Teacher, I threw up.
I threw up! You're a senior in high school, Sarah. Get a grip.
Oh, dude, I've watched someone, they were like holding their like fist to their mouth in class, and they were just like shaking, and they were like, and I was like, oh, something bad is about to happen. I moved away, and right as I moved away, they threw up through their hand. Like, it just went like everywhere, because like, they came out like their fucking knuckles. It was like a sprinkler when you're like four. I was like, just go to the fucking bathroom.
You carry wood chips with you. You're like, trust me, been there.
Earl, I got this one.
You have them on speed
dial. They gave me the janitor, like, the walkie-talkie.
You do the secretary walk yes. down the hallway with your jangling yes. keys. You work here? No, just vomit a lot. Yes.
Well, the carabiner is very gay, so that doesn't make sense.
Oh, I realized, can't argue with that.
I realized I was gay when I threw up a lot.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, tweet decking.
Oh, yeah, tweet decking.
Oh my gosh. So the thread that they posted of like everyone blocked these accounts because they're tweet deckers, which I did. Like mm-hmm. anytime, because I knew that tweet deckers stole my shit. Mm-hmm. So I just blocked them like immediately. Now I have a bunch of random accounts blocked. Do you block a lot of people?
I'm not on Twitter enough to block people.
Well, I mean like on any platform.
No. Because I used to, but that's like... That starts the chain reaction. Why'd you block me?
Yeah.
They will create another account just to like find you and be like, why'd you block me? I'm your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I just don't want to fucking deal with it. Like, continue to send me hate. I'm just like not going to engage with it.
Yeah.
They'll get bored eventually.
Mm-hmm. Like, I've been like roasted alive on like Twitter, but I'm still not going to block those people. The only time, my God, Brittany. The only time I block people is if they're homophobic or they're annoying as shit.
Yeah.
I don't care if they like me. And so yesterday I was on live on TikTok and this guy was like, Sarah, you've had me blocked since 2016. And I was like, since I wasn't out then, I can tell you 100% with 100% certainty, you were annoying as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I blocked you. And then everyone was like, ooh.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. But I don't block people who are, I rarely block people who hate me, you know?
Yeah.
Because they just get bored. There's like this whole cycle where someone like usually spends about 4 months really focusing on your shit.
Yeah.
And then they move on to someone
else.
That's
what I'm saying. Just don't engage with it. And they'll get bored eventually.
Yeah.
You're talking about mass reporting of these tweet-decking accounts. Here's an example. Here's an example of one of so many copy and pasted tweets, verbatim. Look at the engagement on these.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice the numbers. Okay, so the tweet says, black or white, we're all just some egg for real. And it's, so it's one brown egg right next to a white egg. And then when they cracked it open, it's just two yolks.
Obviously, yeah, it's two
eggs. It has 285,000 retweets and 653,000 likes. And now the same thing is on another account by another guy.
4 months later.
Yeah, 209,000 retweets, 531,000 likes. It's just the same shit reposted.
And they're also both quote tweets. Look at that. So not only is the original tweet being stolen,
yeah.
The quote tweets.
Quote tweets.
Not only the original, the quote tweet is being stolen.
I am on the verge of actually throwing up right now.
Are you really?
Yes.
Do we need to pause?
No, I thought about it too hard. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, even the original were stolen and the quote tweets were stolen as well. Where's Earl when you fucking need him?
No, literally. A lot of the content that TweetDeckers tweet are stolen, like 90% of the time, obviously. It's almost a plague now, and like obviously we understand how people can complain, but plagiarized tweets have been a part of Twitter pretty much since people started making jokes on the site, particularly through popular parody accounts, which is what I mentioned earlier, and I want to talk about it, because, like, what the fuck is a parody account? Like, can you think of... I remember way back when there used to be Ryan Reynolds parody accounts.
Yeah.
Where people would act like Ryan Reynolds. They would have a picture of him as the icon, you know, unofficial Ryan Reynolds. And then the bio would be, I am not Ryan Reynolds. This is a parody account.
Yeah.
And it would tweet shit like fucking Dory.
Yes.
When I just want someone to touch my butt and buy me pizza.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds? Hello?
Imagine. Well, actually, I feel like Ryan Reynolds might actually say that.
But that's funny because there's so many layers of irony to like Ryan Reynolds tweeting something like that.
Yes.
That is comedy.
Yes.
Someone acting, just like trying to get retweets because they think they're retweeting. Right? It's just so like, what the fuck are we doing?
No. Yeah. Okay. So also, why do they categorize themselves as parody accounts? Because I feel like, is curator not like an option?
No, because you know what it is that is one of the loopholes in the Twitter spam rules is if you're a parody account. This happened to me actually when the meme happened. Someone created my profile exactly verbatim. My header, my icon, my bio, all the links, my pinned tweet. They recreated everything.
Dude.
And I contacted them and I said, what the fuck are you doing? Because they were getting numbers.
Yeah.
Like tweeting my shit on their account. And then people were unable to, because I think it was, I'm Brittany _ Broski. They were Brittany Broski.
Yeah.
And so people thought it was me. And I was like, motherfucker, if you want to like retweet my shit, just retweet it. Why did you create my account 2.0? And they were like, you can't block and report me. I'm a parody account. Twitter won't let you. I'm a parody account. I'm a parody account. Yo, you're big mad. You're big mad. It's just like, they just want to...
Yeah, just be fucking annoying.
Just be annoying on purpose. They wanted to get a rise out of me. And so I had my followers mass block and report them.
Yeah.
Their account got taken down. They made another one.
Shit.
Parody account. Parody account. You can't do anything because that is some bullshit loophole that all of these curator accounts do.
Yeah.
Is that... when you have parody in the bio, can't get deleted because it's a parody.
There are, like, I do want to stress that there are, like, good types of curators. Like, we have a series on YouTube where we do Zillow Gone Wild, and it's run by this guy named Samir, who basically collects all of these, like, different weird Zillow listings from across the U.S. So there are ethical and good ways to be a curator.
That is true curation, too, because he's saving all those photos, typing up a description, putting all the information. Like, you know, that's a lot different, I would say.
Yeah, and also, like, that's not his actual house, you know?
No.
Like, but the jokes, when you curate jokes, you're basically like writing them off as yours, which is annoying, but
and you know what, that's a great segue because I want to talk about Fuck Jerry.
Okay,
so there is an Instagram account called Fuck Jerry.
Sorry, some bombs slipped out. keep going
known for its aggregation of online content and internet memes, created in 2011 by Elliot Tabili. Mm-hmm. Its popularity led to the founding of Jerry Media, which became known for their promotion of the failed Fire Festival. Did you know this?
Wait,
they're all linked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Later, Jerry Media co-produced Fire, the documentary about the failed music festival. The documentary was released worldwide via Netflix on January 18th, 2019, 4 days after Hulu released Fire Fraud. Shit. So they're capitalizing part of the festival that they tried to put on.
Yes.
Tabili also founded What Do You Meme?
Oh, I fucking hate that. The What Do You Meme joke. Like, do you like, or are you in it?
No comment. Yeah, because they use my meme.
Okay.
I think I signed a contract with them, so no comment from me.
I fucking hate it. Brittany loves it. Brittany has been in... When we go home at night, oh, I've had Fuck Jerry blocked for forever. It just says literally unblock.
That's so good.
I didn't even notice that he was blocked. It's like, should I unblock him so I can see his shit?
Yeah. In 2019, Comedy Central pulled advertising from Jerry Media after there was an acknowledgement that they stole content and did not include any attribution to the original creators of the content.
Uh-huh.
Duh. In a February 2019 statement, Fuck Jerry said it would change its practices and ask for permission from the creators before posting any content. Bullshit. So it took them being called out to be like, oh yeah, I guess the hundreds of thousands of posts that we're creating across all of our accounts, because Fuck Jerry is Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, 2019, dude? It's when you're like, maybe we should tag the creators or ask for permission.
It's been 8 fucking years. Wait, I did want to... So I do like when people... Because occasionally, like, accounts will reach out and ask if they can, like, share your tweets. I did have someone actually email me recently if they could use one of my tweets. Wait. Let me try to find this. Okay, yeah, tweet permission. This lady named Alice reached out to me. She said, hi, I'm working on a newsletter called Off the Record for young people trying to get into journalism. At the bottom of each newsletter, we always have a funny tweet of the week. I really loved your tweet below about forgetting your IT password, and I was wondering if we could get permission to share this in our newsletter.
That's a lot different than just... Yeah. They could have just screenshotted it, cropped your name out, and posted it.
The tweet was, talking to someone in IT about a forgotten password, and I'm using words like okie dokie and Lord willing, so they think I'm just an old person and not a technologically incompetent 20-something, which is not particularly funny, but I imagine if, like, you know, it's a fun, innocent one that you could just put at the bottom of a newsletter.
Sure.
And I said, for sure, Alice, let me know how the readers like it. Thanks for reaching out. But but I don't think Fuck Jerry is the type of guy to be like, hey, would you like to, like, can I use this tweet?
No, they'll do the thing where they'll DM you for proof.
After they posted it, though.
Exactly. Or they'll DM you, hey, we saw your tweet, can we use it?
Yeah.
If you don't respond within, 24, 48 hours, they'll post it anyway.
Yeah. Just like, so they said that they asked.
Exactly. And they can screenshot proof. We asked and they failed to respond.
Yeah.
It's such bullshit, dude.
It's really annoying.
In April 2011, Tabili launched the Fuck Jerry Instagram account. 2011. Do you know how many fucking years they've been doing this?
Wait.
11.
Dude, I thought it was 2019. Oh my God. Yeah, it
2011.
Has. I was going to say 8. Oh my God, man. It's been 11 years. Shit.
They gathered over 9.3 million followers for the next 6 years. And right now, the Fuck Jerry IG account sits at 16 million followers.
Shit, dude.
The same month, in April 2011, he created the Fuck Jerry Tumblr blog.
Uh-huh.
They also launched the FuckJerry.com website featuring various Fuck Jerry branded merchandise for sale.
Mm-hmm.
We should buy some Fuck Jerry merch.
We should.
On June 4th, 2016, Tabili launched a Kickstarter campaign for a card game titled What Do You Meme?
Mm-hmm.
Featuring cards printed with various images taken from Tabili's Instagram feed. Within 24 hours, the page gathered upwards of 31,000 of its $10,000 goal.
Oh, this is piggybacking off this. This is something that pissed me off. There was, like, you know, like Milk and Honey, you know that?
Yeah.
There's a Milk and Vine, which is the parody of Milk and Honey.
Yeah.
So basically, Milk and Honey is like this, like,
rupee.
Yeah.
Or it's a poetry book.
Yeah, there's like pictures. So someone did, some fucking student, I really hated this. They like made Milk and Vine where they took popular vines and then they just wrote.
Oh my God, and they sold it.
They literally sold. All they did was write down what everyone said and then they drew like a really bad picture. They made fucking thousands of dollars.
Roadwork ahead, I sure hope it does. Yeah. That's the poem.
Yeah, and then it's just like a roadwork sign on the page.
I remember that!
Whenever someone like told me that they bought it, I'm like, dude, fuck you. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
This is, I know it's kind of transformative, I guess, but you also just took someone's joke and wrote it down.
Yeah.
And why would I fucking like that as a Viner, you know?
And who the fuck is buying that?
Dude, our audience, I know our YouTube comments are going to be like, oh, you know, it was a different time.
Oh, I guess, dude. But also, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like Gabby Hanna's poetry book.
Well, that's just her own.
That's just kind of bad.
Yes.
But it really is like, who is I don't know. Mm-hmm. Just because you like Vine doesn't mean that you need to... All right, moving on. So let's talk about the reception of Fuck Jerry, because this really kind of started this idea of a stolen meme curation page. On January 15th, 2019, Vulture editor Meg Ryder tweeted a screenshot of a sponsored tweet from the Fuck Jerry Instagram account, adding, "When your stolen tweets bring you so much success that they turn into a sponsored post template." Mm-hmm. Over the next few weeks, she continued to post more Fuck Jerry posts sponsored by the comedy television network Comedy Central. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. It's not bad to repost maybe one tweet that you like on your Instagram. If it like fits into like whatever the fuck you're saying. Mm-hmm. But these people got so many that they are making millions off of it. Like, if you're like, as an individual user, like, oh, this is bad, I took one thing and now I'm basically Fuck Jerry. No. Like, if you're making millions,
you have turned stealing other people's shit into a business.
Yeah.
That's the difference here. Mm-hmm. So, in 2019, Ethan Klein, aka H3 from the H3 podcast, made a video on the phenomenon. And it's really well done. I would really encourage you guys to go watch it if you want to, if you're interested. Mm-hmm. And he basically just goes in on Fuck Jerry about how these people were sat down. This Tbilisi guy was sat down by like ABC News.
Yeah.
And like, obviously they're backed by Comedy Central and all this shit. They won a Shorty Award for best meme account. It's just like, and so ABC News comes in and they're like, on the spot, all right, you guys are the meme lords, so we're going to give you some prompts and some meme templates and throw us your best meme.
Yeah.
And it is so fucking cringy because you realize, this is when people realize, they're not funny people.
Yeah, they're not.
They ABC News and all these fucking boomers and all these people think that it's this one guy typing up all these memes. Oh, he's the funniest person alive.
Yeah.
He is driving humor on the internet. No, bitch. Mm-hmm. And so when you sit down, oh, it's so fucking cringe. When you sit down and you watch this dude try to be like, oh, when Bae doesn't want to have sex. It is so awful. It's so awful.
It really is. And it also, like, this type of thing spreads to, like, every single creative, like, field. Like, if you're a photographer, your shit has probably been stolen and put on, like, a aesthetic photography Instagram page that has 3 million followers.
Pinterest. Pinterest is notorious for not crediting people.
Your shit's not credited, and then these people now get to sell ads with your photos. If you're an artist, an illustrator, they're probably like, oh, I just like how this looked. If you're an illustrator, your shit, like, it gets tattooed on someone a million times, you know, like, it happens across like every single
it's unavoidable, like, especially with how fluid content flows on the internet. It's unavoidable, and that's kind of the state of the world.
The only funny version of stealing someone's shit is the what is that, like, people like the art, like the monkey
NFTs
when someone's like, I own this I own this photo, and then you take a screenshot like a million times. You own the photo, but I also have the photo. That's just funny because those like hurt the environment. Yeah. Those people are like dumb as fuck. Yeah. But yes.
Those videos were the rapid screenshot. You know what else is so fucking infuriating? Because even that, like, us watching that as, you know, internet comedians, if that's how you want to identify. Of course it's cringe, but also at the end of the day, this dude has so many millions of dollars.
I know.
He can be on there and be like, when Bae is fam as fuck.
When fam, bottom text.
Do you fart, bottom text. It's just millions of dollars. Tbilisi has a net worth of over $10 million.
Damn, dude. That's a lot.
That's so many dolls.
It's more than I have.
And I don't know if you feel this way, but for me personally, if I've met a new friend or if I'm, you know.
You check their bank account.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Their location. Yes. Where were they born?
Social security.
IP address.
You dox them for fun.
When I make a new friend, I always check who they're following on Instagram. And if they follow one of these private meme pages, I'm like, red flag.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yes.
Red flag. You so-called free thinkers.
Oh, yeah.
You follow Fuck Jerry on Instagram, bitch! What the fuck? That's infuriating!
But then I also lose a little respect for them if they follow me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the new wave is, though, that I kind of want to talk about is, because I follow these.
Yeah.
Like Trash Can Paul, Patia's Fantasy World.
Oh, yeah, Boys Can't Cook or something
like
that.
Boys Can't Cook. Boys, those are all under this blanket of like ironic meme pages.
Yeah.
Or Cringe Post Randy. Mm-hmm. These are all like curating The worst content of the internet.
I'm going to give you an example of, so this person made this post, maybe, or like, it's like not relatable stuff. It's like, fuck, let me find something.
It's like cringe humor. It's like cringe ironic humor.
Yeah, like someone, he posted a picture of this like peanut butter and jelly covered in jeans. And it says, "Bae, you haven't even touched your peanut butter and jelly sandwich."
See, like,
it is so genuinely bad.
Yes.
Like, you know, like,
you're laughing because it's ironic.
Yes. There's like one that says, "My favorite part of eating a bagel is licking the cream cheese that sticks out of its bagussy."
It's just so...
Yeah.
Because you know the type of people that are laughing at that.
Me. You.
I'm so over the ussy jokes.
People who've been kicked by a horse.
Brain hemorrhage, pace, and
What were you talking about, dude? I don't know. Brain is at like 5% now.
I that's what I was trying to say is like, these are such low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
And maybe I'm just jealous and jaded that mm-hmm. people who aren't chronically online the way that we are
yeah.
genuinely find that stuff funny. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yes.
Like, if you're 30 and you have never been online, you're going to fucking crack up at that.
Yeah, exactly.
But me, I've seen open assholes online. Like, the worst of the worst. Like, it takes a lot.
It's like an open asshole with a caption, "Like and follow for good luck." It's like,
okay. Angel number 666. Yes. It's literally like, oh my God. I've just seen so much online that shit doesn't even make me like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. What really makes me laugh, and Stanley and I talk about this all the time, it's a circle.
Yeah.
Where we are in this post-irony level of humor.
Yeah.
Because for those of us that grew up online, the traditional online memes like that aren't funny. What's funny is making fun of what was funny 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So when I see a post that's like, "When pizza's bae,"
yeah.
I laugh. Yes. Because it's so cringe and so, like, you have to know the history behind it. Anyway. Yes. That's what those pages post, where they curate awful memes.
They're like,
and that's what I laugh at.
Like, they wouldn't go viral, but they would, like, a certain group of people enjoy them. Yeah.
Other,
like, this one is just a glass of water. It says, "Optimist, the glass is half full." And then, "Pessimist, the glass is piss."
It's great.
It's just a glass of piss.
It's great.
I would write that.
Yeah. Except yours would be cum.
Yes.
The glass is full of cum.
Yes.
Other comedy curation accounts, which some of you probably know, Betches, Daquan, Memezar.
Epic Funny Page.
Epic Funny Page is what I'm going to change my... That's the name of my autobiography.
Wait. I need to look up Epic Funny Page. What
Epic
do they post?
Epic Funny Page, dude? That's so good.
Okay, but here's the thing. You say post irony.
Yeah.
Epic Funny Page is like... It's just a laughing emoji. Is there like...
Like, that's funny because it's ironic. But they're not being ironic.
Yeah.
Fuck Jerry, Hood Clips, Meme.ig, Pubit. Sarcasm only.
Pubit?
Pubit.
That sounds like an app where you just like add pubes to someone.
Where you expose your bush to people?
No.
Bush reveal.
No, it sounds like where you take a normal photo of someone and you just add pubes to them.
What was that app that Cody Ko made?
Oh, it was like a caption app?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
Cap that?
Cap?
I'd cap that?
Probably.
Something like that? Where it would just be any picture and it would auto-generate a caption?
Yeah.
Like, me win.
Yeah.
Pubit is just like, pubit. It's just like an auto-generated picture of pubes, and it's just something like, my wife left me. Yeah. Pubit.
It's just like a college, like, frat guy's, like, sink. And then it's just like, when your wife leaves you, and it's just like a pube sink.
I'd pube that.
Awful. And then there's meme.ig, and there's, oh wait, there's another more he linked. The 25 best Instagram meme accounts to follow now.
I have no comment.
There's, I want to see what puberty is.
Pubit.
Pubit. One, it says, why she do this? It's officially spring. Can I get my hoodie back? And then someone replied, "Let me get back to you." And that's the joke. That when you're dating someone and they keep stealing all your sweaters,
No, it's so relatable.
I know.
When you guys break up and you keep buying stuff.
Yes.
I'm not like other girls. I sleep in my boyfriend's boxers. Like, so true.
Just the boxers?
Yeah.
Shirtless? Actually, yes. That's kind of...
Oh, maybe Pubit's banned.
No, Pubit is... I'm literally looking at puberty.
On Instagram?
Yeah, it's called puberty.
Puberty.
Mm-hmm. You're going through puberty. You're going through puberty.
Puberty.
Like, you... That's is good. That why they did that?
That's really good.
These aren't funny, though. These are just, like, facts. Weirdos.
Puberty has 31 million followers, and it says bringing entertainment and news to a community of millions.
News.
And it's literally just, like, NASA shows images of Pluto. Stanley, what the fuck is this?
NASA zooms in on our pool. It's just your stomach and my open asshole. Something so bright and something that consumes all light.
Fucking black hole.
Yes. I'm trying to neutralize your stomach.
We're witnessing a celestial phenomenon. Yes.
Is that an eclipse?
That's just violating community guidelines.
Wait, these are MemeStar doesn't have any memes on it.
Do you know what? I'll admit, I talked shit on Betches earlier. But I follow Betches and they have good stuff. And they credit the creators.
Mm-hmm. I'm friends with the person who runs InstaSingle.
Mm.
And that is where we have to dial it back.
Yeah. We got it. I'll pump the brakes on that.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy how you make exceptions for your friends?
Yeah.
And that's why they need totally unbiased juries. Sarcasm Only has tweets that have 64,000 likes. I'm tired of pretending to be chill. I am insane.
So I take that back. I didn't laugh.
Yes.
I did not giggle. I like those. Like, I'm not a fucking chill girl.
Yeah.
I am clinically insane.
Please hesitate to contact me.
It's good.
I actually think that that would be funny like at the end of an email.
Yeah.
Please hesitate to reach out.
Please ask a neighbor and phone a friend before you reach out to me.
Yes. Yes. Men be like, I'm different. Yeah, a different type of disappointment. I don't think I've ever heard a man say I'm different.
I've never heard a man say anything that's worth repeating.
I don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance because I was like, that shit is boring as fuck.
Yo, did a fucking man write this? At least Betsy Ross wrote the national anthem.
She made that towel. Wait, Betsy Ross.
Betsy Ross made the first American flag.
Oh, wait, is she the lady who started... This is going to be a stupid question. Never mind.
Nope. Go ahead and ask it.
Ross, the superstore?
Yeah. And Marshalls. Yes. TJ Maxx.
Betsy Ross started TJ Maxx.
Who wrote the national anthem and why?
And why?
Oh, Francis Scott Key. He shot Abe Lincoln.
Really?
No. The Star Spangled Banner. The poem, originally titled The Defense of Fort Henry. M'Henry.
Henry. Do you think that people get excited when they hear the national anthem?
I used to.
Really?
I should say, oh, I know this one.
My mom is in the military and we lived on base a couple times, I know I pause for Colors, but that's pretty much it. You know, like when they play like Colors in the morning and night?
What?
Yeah. It's kind of funny when, like, everyone has to stand still.
Is that not called Taps?
I call it Colors. I think it's different. But I think the actual song is called Tabs. Am I wrong?
That's when someone dies.
No, dude. No. Okay. Oh, my God. No,
that's
this is...
someone dies.
No. Morning Colors. My God. This is a ad. Brittany, stop. Oh, wait.
That's Reveille.
That's Colors.
No!
Dude, that is... I'm gonna... Is Colors the same?
That's Reveille. That's the wake-up call.
Dude. Beep, 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 beep. Every single member of the United States military, please...
Comment down below!
Colors is plays when you like wake up and then like when the sun starts to go down.
But that's it, right?
Yeah, but no, okay. That's not it.
Oh,
is that
Colors?
It?
Yeah, that's
the end of Colors.
Then how does it begin?
I don't have a trumpet.
Well, then we'll never know.
Yes.
The mystery remains unsolved.
Yes. We will solve it
the
in a couple weeks.
Of the United States military.
I've exhausted all my military knowledge. They know that I'm grasping at straws.
You're like, it's when they on the American flag and they salute it.
I just know that I lived on Paris Island and Camp Pendleton, and I've heard that shit all the fucking time.
And you still don't know that it's called Reveille.
Have you ever lived? Your dad was in the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
What is it called? Okay, so like camp is usually what they call it before it's like a Marine base, and fort is an Army base. What do they call it when it's an Air Force base?
Just the base.
Oh. I was going to say a liberal arts college.
I know the difference is on an Air Force base, it's called the BX instead of the PX.
Oh, why? Because it's bullshit?
I don't know. All right.
Sorry, I was raised with a Navy family.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to, my parents told
Air
me.
Air Force hates the Army.
I think everyone hates the Air Force.
That's tea. I never knew that.
Yeah, I think the Navy and the Marines are like butt buddies. And then you're supposed to hate the Army and the Air Force. And Air Force people are supposed to be like hoity-toity.
I think maybe that's the reason is people are jealous of the Air Force.
Yeah, you definitely give off Air Force vibes.
Thank you. Air Force derogatory. Yes. Yeah, my dad was an
Vietnam
pilot.
Yep. Wait, what? Your dad was what?
My dad was in World War One.
George Washington.
He's 140 years old. we've got him entombed below our home. He's an A-10 pilot.
Okay.
So he was in the Gulf War.
Yeah.
Technically.
My mom was in Operation Desert Storm and SHIELD.
That's wild.
My mom was also deployed Afghanistan, Iraq, and then like this thing around the coast of like South America.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Bay of Pigs.
Bay of Pigs.
Your mom met JFK.
Yes. Was he at the Bay of Pigs?
That was his whole deal, Cuban Missile Crisis.
Oh, wait. No, I thought the Bay of Pigs was during the Civil War.
No, girl. That was in the 60s.
The Civil War was in this. I'm kidding. I'm totally yanking your dick. Guys, we're not actually this stupid.
Under the table?
Yes. No, my mom was deployed like 5 or 6 times. And she's like a veteran.
Did she bring you back a cool shirt? I was deployed with the United States Navy and all I brought my daughter was this t-shirt.
Yes. No, she didn't really bring me back anything except
trauma.
Sadness. Oh, she was, you know, whenever I see like a military coming home video, like they're always like the dad, like is everyone's like super happy. My mom just like never smiled afterwards,
that's
you know?
Really sad.
I know, man.
Shell of a human.
She was also kind of a bitch when she left.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Actually, no, mom, you're not listening to this.
Serious, mom, you're not here.
No, you're not. But she was a doctor, whatever. Let's keep going.
I think that's it.
Really?
Wait, I have a little, in summary, mm-hmm. in conclusion paragraph that I would like to say.
Right in my nose, dude. Oh, why would you do that? Right in the fucking...
I thought that hurt, too. She's drinking Red Bull.
Oh, fuck, man. That went right up my fucking nose. Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God.
Here's my paragraph. There's ultimately no accountability or justice in online plagiarism. It's happened to both of us, and it won't stop anytime soon. In a just world, the real credit and permission given would be money or a percentage of some of the ad sales that people like Fuck Jerry are making.
Yes.
Because they'll steal a tweet and have that be a promoted post or a sponsored post. And the original poster gets none of that. So in a just world, I think that that is how you would repay. If you're going to steal someone's content, pay them.
Mm-hmm.
But we know people won't do that. So it's just something we have to deal with. And I think the only way to combat it right now is to block and report those accounts.
And tweet things so shitty.
Yeah.
No one would ever think to steal it.
Yeah. Insulate yourself from plagiarism by tweeting awful garbage.
I'm literally going to piss. Insulate myself.
Put up your defenses.
Yeah, no, I would pretty much agree with all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guys, this has been Violating Community Guidelines.
With me and you.
Me and you. And you.
Us together.
Listener.
Thank you guys so much. Be sure to like and subscribe. Leave us 5 stars. Leave us 5 comments. Give us 5 likes and 5 subscribes.
We just talked about like spamming and we're like, guys, spam and like really inflate our numbers.
Spam post, am I beautiful and hot? Yes. DM to find out. Yes. Porn bots.
Any single boys here? Am I cute?
Am I cute? 51, America. Brazilian flag. Be sure to leave those comments. Love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, God. I had to pee now, dude.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.